It's been over 100 days since Matt Rutherford walked on dry land, and with any luck, it'll be another 200 before he actually gets to. The 30-year-old Marylander is in the process of sailing around the North and South American continents. If he makes it, he'll be the first person to do the 23,000-mile trip alone and without stopping. He chose Annapolis as his starting point.
From there, you head north, up past Newfoundland, through the Labrador Sea, the Davis Straits, Baffin Bay. You turn west, you go through the Northwest Passage, then you go over the north coast of Alaska, down the west coast of Alaska, through the Pacific.
He'll round Cape Horn in South America, and then he'll make his way north back to Maryland. Right now, Rutherford is in Alaska waters. The weather's been rough, and some of his gear got busted up while traveling through the Arctic. In order to meet the International Sailing Federation standards, he can't stop in a port to get new equipment if he wants to set a record. But he can have other boats meet him for resupply trips. In Unalaska Bay, Jeff Hancock with Aleutian Adventure Sports ferries over a new watermaker, some stove fuel, and a tiller pilot. Since Rutherford's diet is mostly made up of dehydrated food, Hancock brings him plenty of snacks as well.
Chips, candy bars, M&Ms, cookies, things like that. He can't, you know, fresh food won't keep very long, so I only got him a small amount of that type of thing, a little bit of fresh produce. He requested one steak, which I think he's going to probably eat tonight.
When they connect, Hancock also surprises him with a hot pizza and cold beer, a combination that Rutherford hasn't had since he left home.
It's almost so good and so strange that you can't even wrap your mind around it. You know, it's like you're drinking beer. And it's great to be drinking a beer, but it's so great to be drinking a beer that it's almost like you're not drinking a beer.
It's the little things like that he misses the most.
You miss basic stuff. You miss basic conversations you have with people. You know, the conversation you have in the morning over a cup of coffee, glass of wine in the evening. You miss hot showers. I miss hot showers a lot. I haven't had a shower in forever. Although you can stand naked in the rain, but it's pretty cold up here.
A lack of showers doesn't mean that he's been dry. If anything, he's been in a constant state of wetness for weeks.
You know, you just get kind of worn down over time because you're cold and wet and mold grows everywhere. I got mold in my books, I got mold in my clothes, I got mold in my ears.
The boat he's using isn't particularly special, and it's hard to imagine it outside of the Chesapeake Bay, let alone sailing through the icy Northwest Passage or stormy Bering Sea. It's a 27-foot Alban Vega that was built in the 1970s, and it wouldn't look out of place in most marinas. The cabin is about the size of a college dorm room, and the deck could probably be mistaken for a jacuzzi tub if it were full of water, which it often is with the weather that he's seen.
This is like a deadly game of Frogger, you know, and I'm just dodging these storms, trying not to get run over. But since I'm really too slow to dodge a storm, it comes down to a bit of luck. And my luck hasn't been that great, but then again, I'm not on the bottom of the ocean, so I guess my luck is still holding up somewhat.
But even though it's not an easy trip, Rutherford still gets plenty of joy from it, and he says that the freedom that he feels while sailing doesn't compare to much else in life.
I don't gotta worry about bills, I ain't gotta worry about nothing. I ain't gotta go to work. But then again, it's a lot of work to be out in the ocean alone, so I mean, it goes both ways. But I got no boss, my boss is Poseidon.
Plus, after getting this far, it would be hard to justify blowing the record for just one night in town. Rutherford says that it's also important for him to complete the voyage so he can raise money for Chesapeake Regional Accessible Boating, or CRAB, which aims to get disabled and disadvantaged Marylanders sailing. Rutherford has worked as a volunteer with the nonprofit, and they actually provided the sailboat for the journey. Getting the boat back to them in one piece has been a big motivator.
You know, it's sheer determination that's going to get me through this trip, and it's got me this far. There is no failure. There is no, well, I might fail, but I hope not. But there is no other option.
Rutherford is scheduled to complete the trip by May. You can follow his journey at his website, solotheamericas.org.